The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and I'll try to remember to list the source on each one as we go. Let's jump right on in with this one from Good Housekeeping. From Kidding Around, question, why am I always so grumpy with my children? Answer, you may not be getting enough playtime yourself. When you were your kid's age, it took the promise of something sweet with sprinkles on it to tear you away from your game. Nowadays, there always seems to be something more important to do than have fun, such as, well, organizing their playdates. Your inner child may come out every now and then, but most of the time, moms are all about getting stuff done. That's how it was for Meredith Sinclair, whose two boys are now in high school and college. When my kids were young and I was home with them, I felt like I needed to manage them and always be in control of the situation, says Sinclair, a former teacher whose book, Well Played, is all about creating opportunities for family and personal playtime. Sinclair realized that because she was consistently in the responsible parent role, she had forgotten how to have a good time, which left her irritable with her children and a little envious of her husband, who could relax with the boys when he got home from work. Removing play from your life makes you less able to enjoy things, which can cause depression and emotional stress, she says. When I made a conscious shift to play more, I was happier. I was a happier parent and person overall, says Sinclair. Research also shows that adult play increases productivity and creativity and releases the feel-good brain chemical dopamine. For Sinclair, building playfulness into her day brought her closer to her kids. Trying to connect from across the kitchen island was nearly impossible, she says. But when we're involved in a fun activity, they let their guard down because they're seeing me let mine down. That doesn't mean you become the cool mom who doesn't believe in rules or curfews. You can be a goofball and the authority figure, says Sinclair. I've found that children tend to relate to us better when we let ourselves be silly more often. Simply throwing a football or taking your crew for a treat, even if your efforts are met with an eye roll at first, can lead to a happier family. Just as important, it'll give you a break from your family CEO role and allow you to enjoy the people you love. Now, doesn't that sound like fun? Question, so how do I step up the fun? Answer, use these simple ideas from Meredith Sinclair. First, dine and doodle. Slap a paper runner and crayons on the table. It'll get you to ditch your phones and connect, says Sinclair. Next, have a family sleepover. Set up sleeping bags in the living room, pop some corn, and stay up late for a triple feature. 3. Declare a holiday. Why wait for a birthday? Seek out wacky occasions online like National Ice Cream Day and celebrate just because. Next, create a play crate. Keep a bin in your kitchen filled with joke books and art supplies to curb bad moods and boredom. And last, keep the joy coming. For more great ideas, check out Well Played, the ultimate guide to awakening your family's playful spirit. It's $11 from Amazon.com. Hopefully it's also available in the Audible kind of format. Next, from Good Housekeeping, red bumps, chicken skin, rough patches, oh my. You know these weird but harmless glitches on your face and body that can show up out of nowhere? Here's what they are and how to take care of them fast. First one, dry, rough areas. It's probably age-related dry skin, or if you have scaly, inflamed patches, eczema. As we mature, oil glands dry up, and you can have a layer of ashy, dead skin, says dermatologist Whitney Bowe, MD, author of The Beauty of Dirty Skin. Eczema, on the other hand, is patchy and can be triggered by things such as nickel and certain soaps. Sometimes there's no obvious reason for it. For an uninflamed dry skin, step up your exfoliation so moisturizer can penetrate better. Try a cream with ammonium lactate, such as Amlactin, Rapid Relief Restoring Lotion, $15 from Target, to help unglue dead skin cells. For eczema, try a dab of 1% hydrocortisone cream. If that doesn't help, see your doctor for a prescription strength cream. Next, tiny bumps near your eyes. It's probably melia and or syringomas. Melia look like whiteheads but are actually clogs of dead skin cells, says Jessica Weiser, MD, a New York City-based dermatologist. If a bump is skin-colored, it could be a benign tumor called a syringoma. Syringomas pop up when a sweat gland duct becomes enlarged, says dermatologist Neil Schultz, MD. Melia arise due to using too rich creams or too many products. Don't try to pop melia, says Dr. Weiser, who uses a tiny needle to extract them without scarring. Switch to a light, non-greasy cream and gently exfoliate to reduce clogging. For a syringoma, the doc may use an electric needle to flatten it out. Another in-office option, dichloroethic acid, which eats through excess cells so healthy skin can grow, says Dr. Schultz. The next problem, brown patches on your skin, on your face. It's probably melasma, the mask of pregnancy, but you can get it at other times, sometimes from the pill. Melasma starts with an estrogen surge that kicks melanin production into overdrive. It generally goes away, but can return when you spend time in the sun or light. Your skin can become programmed to oversynthesize pigment, says Dr. Schultz. Sunscreen is your friend. Look for broad-spectrum mineral-based blocks with titanium dioxide or zinc oxide, and retouch throughout the day with an SPF-laced powder. If you're pregnant, try an exfoliator with glycolic acid or a botanical lightener such as licorice and kojic extract. Be wary of laser treatments, which could make melasma worse. The Lab Lowdown MD Solar Sciences Mineral Cream SPF 50 from Sephora.com for $30, won in our Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab test. We also love Good Housekeeping Seal Holder Mary Kay Timewise Repair Revealing Radiance Facial Peel, $65 from MaryKay.com. It has glycolic acid. Next problem, flushed red skin, usually around your nose and cheeks, sometimes with broken blood vessels. It's probably rosacea. The exact cause is not known, but light-complexioned people are more prone to it. Cut out culprits like sun exposure, alcohol, spicy foods, and, sad to say, my favorite, chocolate, which can inflame skin, and slather on sunscreen every day. If it's not enough, there are prescription creams that work for many patients, says Julie Karen, MD, Assistant Clinical Professor of Dermatology at New York University Langone Medical Center. Dr. Karen has also seen stellar results with a low dose of the oral antibiotic doxycycline. And ask your doctor about Rofade, a topical cream that constricts blood vessels for about 12 hours. Next, a little red dot. It's probably a cherry angioma. These are nothing more than tiny 1 to 2 millimeter clusters of capillaries that typically occur on the neck, chest, and stomach, says Francesca Fusco, MD, a dermatologist at Wexler Dermatology. Your genes, some people simply get them. They're not preventable, but they are completely benign. If they really bother you, see a dermatologist who may apply a topical numbing cream to the area, then disperse each cluster with a quick zap of an electric needle or a light-emitting laser. When blood vessels are exposed to heat, they contract, dry up, and disappear, says Ann Chappas, MD, clinical instructor of dermatology at Mount Sinai Medical Center and founder of Union Square Laser Dermatology in New York City. Cost varies, but it starts at around $200 per session, and the treatment typically isn't covered by insurance. One session turns the spot purple, and then after a few days, your body eliminates the damaged vessels, Dr. Chappas says. If you're prone to them, you'll probably eventually spot new ones. The doc will have to zap. Next, red underskin breakouts, blackheads, and whiteheads that seem to take forever to heal. It's probably that friend you haven't seen since high school, acne. When estrogen levels drop and androgens, the male hormones, take over, oil glands can go into overdrive, which is why more than 25% of women, 40 to 49, say they deal with adult acne, according to the American Academy of Dermatology. If you're in your 20s, you can go on the pill, which of course is great for pregnancy prevention too. But if you're older, ask your doctor about the drug spironolactone. It inhibits the effect of testosterone and androgenic hormones and has a profound and positive effect on cystic acne, says Dr. Karen. As for in-home treatments, ease off teen-centric acne washes with harsh salicylic acid or benzoyl peroxide, and opt for gentle at-home glycolic acid serums or peels to declog. For extreme acne, your dermatologist may suggest an oral antibiotic, and experts agree that the drug isotretinoin is a great option if you're not planning to get pregnant soon. It typically dries up overactive oil glands forever. Next, tiny white or red dots that look like chicken skin. It's probably keratosis pilaris, an overgrowth of dead skin cells resulting in bumps in and around hair follicles. It's a mystery why some 30 to 40% of people get it, which usually starts at puberty, although it can worsen during pregnancy. Some speculate that it can worsen during pregnancy. Some speculate that a surge of hormones may be to blame. We now think it may be dermatitis, and some form of dermatitis do worse during pregnancy, says Dr. Fusco. Lessening it may be a matter of exfoliating to speed up cell turnover and prevent clogs. Look for topical peels like glycolic acid pads. The Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab likes Skin Fix facial exfoliating pads with glycolic acid, $24 from QVC.com, or an exfoliating body cream. Use sunscreen with either of these, of course. And while you may want to skip moisturizer because you think it will cause more clogs, the opposite is true. Hydrating keeps skin more balanced, so you have less excess dead skin buildup, explains Dr. Weiser. If you have a lot of hair on your arms or legs, laser hair removal sessions can sometimes do double duty to make you fuzz and KP-free. But to see results, you need to be as diligent as your KP duty as you are with brushing your teeth. And last, weird little skin peninsulas rising from your neck, chest, or pits, under your breast, or in your groin area. It's probably skin tags. Skin tags may be genetic, but can also arise due to weight gain and generally appear in areas where skin rubs together, says Howard Sobel, founder of Park Avenue Skin and Spa in New York City. Your dermatologist will take a small pair of sterilized scissors and cut off the extra skin. You'll have a tiny scab for a day or two. Don't try it yourself or use a DIY wart remover. You could damage or burn the area, causing a scar, says Fusco. Your annual skin check is a good time to have skin tags treated if they bug you. Removal starts at around $200 and is usually not covered by insurance. From Good Housekeeping, ask the GH Nutrition Lab. Here's a question. Is it true that any eating honey can ease my seasonal allergies? Answer, there's little solid research to support this claim, which is based on the idea that ingesting small amounts of pollen will stimulate your immune system and make you less allergic. Honey is made from the nectar bees collect, not pollen, so any tiny bit of pollen in there is accidental. There's no way to tell if the honey you're buying contains pollen, let alone the kind you're allergic to. But there is some limited science to support honey's role in cough suppression. Bottom line, try swapping in honey for sugar in hot tea to see if it helps. But know that honey is slightly higher in calories per teaspoon, 20 versus sugars 15. That said, honey is sweeter, so you may use less. Question, should I try the ketogenic diet I've been hearing so much about? Answer, trendy as it is, keto is essentially a low-carb diet on steroids. You eat about 80% of your calories from fat in order to induce ketosis, a metabolic state in which you're using fat for energy. Sounds awesome, and the plan yields short-term weight loss, but there's little research on whether or not it's likely you'll keep off what you lose. Keto is relatively low in fiber and key micronutrients. Consider a multivitamin if you're already on this diet. Plus, there are some side effects, including increased risk of kidney problems and GI issues. and you may have flu-like symptoms when you start. Yuck. Bottom line, keto is restrictive in a way that primes most of us for failure. And despite the hype, there's not enough evidence to support its efficacy over time. Opt for more plants, healthy fats, and lean protein to lose weight for the long term. Question? Are any of those trendy cafe drinks actually good for you? Answer, some are better than others. Here's the scoop. Matcha. What it is? Milled green tea leaf powder. That's touted as boosting energy, but shouldn't make you too jittery. Order plain matcha, that's M-A-T-C-H-A, add low-fat milk and sweeten sparingly. Skip pre-made lattes, which can be sneaky sources of sugar. Kombucha, that's K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A. This is a bottled tea drink made with fermented sugar, yeast, and live cultures that may have immune benefits. The vinegary flavor is not for everyone, but for those who enjoy it, aim for 4 grams of added sugar or less per bottle. And last, buttered coffee. Coffee, butter, and medium-chain triglycerides. Proponents say it boosts cognition and energy and isn't absorbed like other fat, yet little science supports this. If you like the flavor, consider it a once-a-week treat. And from Family Circle, the big chill. You know that goosebump-inducing feeling when someone plays with your hair? It falls under a weird category called Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, ASMR, a technical term for brain tingles that flood the body with a euphoric sensation. Sounds of a crackling fire or a whispering voice can bring many people to that happy, peaceful place and even help them sleep better. This would explain the hundreds of curious sound videos out there. Just go to YouTube and type in ASMR sounds plus the one you'd like to experience. Or try a down-in-the-meadow vibe with the wildly popular video at familycircle.com/counting-sheep from Redbook. This is their time, a bunch of little items for you. Question, how often do I really need to wash my bras? And what should I do to protect them? Washing damages elasticity over time, so unless you sweat a lot, every 3 to 4 wearings is usually enough. Before washing, hook bras to keep them from tangling and snagging other garments. Also, use a lingerie bag. I like the mesh one from Woolite, $7 on Amazon.com, to help keep their shape, and wash them on a delicate cycle with mild detergent. Heat from the dryer can be wearing too, so lay them flat to dry. This was from Lexi Sachs, Senior Textiles Analyst at the Good Housekeeping Institute. Next, laugh and relate. Inspiration to have the tough convos instead of trying to kick your kid into doing what you want? The three parents in Blockers, this is a movie that came out April 6th, take subterfuge to a crazy but hilarious level when they discover their daughter's pact to lose their virginity at prom and go undercover to stop them. Meanwhile, in the movie Tully, which came out April 20th, that's T-U-L-L-Y, Marlo, played by Charlize Theron, is losing her identity while trying to be an attentive mother and a loving wife. Sound familiar? Lucky for her, she hires a night nanny who draws out the fun-loving woman she was before having kids. Question, what can my husband and I do to financially prepare for our baby's first year? Kudos for thinking ahead, because a lot of new parents don't. First, contact your insurance company to ask what's covered during pregnancy and after delivery, and to get an estimate for out-of-pocket costs for things like prenatal care and adding a new dependent to your policy. Then, save up. If you're taking 3 months of leave, save 3 months of income, plus double that in an emergency fund, because surprise expenses will happen. Last, create a budget for your baby's needs, such as diapers, daycare, doc visits, to get you through that first year. And that was Tanya Rapley, founder of MyFab Finance. 2 keys to success. These are books. First, Love Rules, Joanna Coles talks to women of all ages about their triumphs, horror stories, and advice for the digital dating age. Gift this to your single friend who's said she's totally freaking mystified about dating now. After you peruse it, even happily marrieds will be fascinated. Next, the new memoir from Cecile Richards, legendary president of Planned Parenthood, teaches that to make change you have to, and this is the name of her book, Make Trouble. She's used to being the least liked person in any room, but that's never stopped her from fighting for what's right as an activist, leader, and mother. Truly inspiring. And we will now move over to a couple of recipes for you. First, the best ever deviled eggs. This is from Good Housekeeping. Active time 15 minutes, total time 40. Here's what you need. A dozen large eggs, a third of a cup mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, 2 teaspoons Dijon mustard, kosher salt, and pepper. Place eggs in a large saucepan, add enough cold water to cover by 2 inches, and bring to a boil. Remove from heat, cover saucepan, and let stand 12 minutes. Drain the eggs, return to the saucepan, gently shake saucepan to crack eggs all over. Run under cold water to cool, then peel the eggs. Cut eggs in half lengthwise, transfer yolks to a small bowl, and mash with mayonnaise, lemon juice, mustard, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Spoon or pipe the yolk mixture into the whites and sprinkle with desired toppings. You can try chopped fresh herbs, crumbled bacon, sliced steamed asparagus and green beans, and spices such as ground cumin, paprika, and curry powder. This makes 24 halves, about 40 calories each. Next from Good Housekeeping, Hoppy Easter. Well, Easter's over, but this is a magical lemon pudding cake. Here's what you need. Also, only 15 minutes active time, and total time is 15. 4 tablespoons unsalted butter at room temperature, plus more for the dish. 1 cup granulated sugar, 3 large eggs separated, 1/3 cup all-purpose flour, 3/4 cup whole milk, 1/3 cup fresh lemon juice, confectioner's sugar for dusting after. Heat your oven to 350 and grease a shallow 2-quart oval baking dish. Using electric mixer, beat the butter, granulated sugar, and egg yolks in large bowl until light and fluffy, about 3 minutes. Add flour and mix to combine. Reduce mixer speed to low and mix in milk and lemon juice. The batter may look curdled at that point. In a second bowl, with clean beaters, beat the egg whites until stiff peaks form. 3 minutes. Stir 1/3 of the whites into the lemon mixture, then fold in the remaining whites until combined. Transfer the mixture to a prepared baking dish and place dish in roasting pan. Add enough boiling water to the roasting pan to come 1/3 of the way up the baking dish. Transfer the roasting pan to the oven and bake until light golden brown, 35 to 40 minutes. If desired, place a cutout of some kind on top of the cake, then dust with confectioner's sugar. Carefully lift away that template and serve. Or if you don't want to use a template, you just dust the whole top with the confectioner's sugar. This serves 6. How about a dinner? Grilled lamb and artichoke kebabs. Active time is 25 minutes. Total time 1 hour and 30. You need 2.5 pounds boneless leg of lamb trimmed and cut into 1-inch chunks. 2 tablespoons olive oil. 1 teaspoon ground coriander. 1 teaspoon dried oregano. Kosher salt and pepper. 3 lemons. 2 cloves of garlic finely chopped. 1/4 cup flat leaf parsley chopped. 16 large marinated artichoke hearts, and 2 bunches of scallions. In a large bowl, toss the lamb with oil, then coriander, oregano, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Finally grate the zest of 2 lemons over the lamb. Add garlic and parsley and toss to combine. Let it sit 1 hour or refrigerate overnight. Meanwhile, cut all lemons and artichokes in half and scallions crosswise into 2.5-inch pieces. Heat on the grill or grill pan on medium-high. Thread the artichokes, scallions, and lamb onto skewers. Grill the kebabs, turning occasionally until the lamb reaches desired doneness, 6 to 8 minutes for medium rare. Grill the lemons, cut sides down until charred, 2 to 3 minutes, then squeeze over the kebabs. This serves 8. Let's see what else I have. I've got a 20-minute meal for you. This from Good Housekeeping. Triple cheese skillet shells. This is a comfort food for sure. Prep time 5 minutes, total time 20. Cook 12 medium shell pastas. Meanwhile, 12 ounces of medium shell pasta. Those are about a half inch long. Meanwhile, heat 1 tablespoon olive oil in a large skillet on medium. Add 1 onion finely chopped. Then season with salt and pepper and cook covered, stirring occasionally until tender, 10 minutes. Stir in 1 clove of garlic, finely chopped. Cook 1 minute. Sprinkle with 1 tablespoon flour. Cook 1 minute. Whisk in 1.5 cups whole milk and bring to a simmer. Whisk in 4 ounces of low-fat cream cheese at room temperature. And 1/8 teaspoon each cayenne and freshly grated nutmeg. Stir in 6 ounces each Gruyere and extra sharp cheddar, both coarsely grated. Cook until melted and thickened, 2 minutes. Toss with the shells. Serve the pasta shells, I mean. Serve sprinkled with toasted panko, breadcrumbs, and chopped parsley. This serves 6. And another 20-minute meal, tofu pad thai. Prep time 20, of course, total 35. Slice 1 14-ounce block of extra firm tofu, half inch thick, and place between paper towels on a rimmed baking sheet. Sandwich with a second sheet of paper towels and place a cast iron skillet on top to weigh down for 10 minutes. You want to squeeze all the moisture out. Cut into cubes and toss with 2 tablespoons cornstarch. Meanwhile, cook 8 ounces of rice noodles per the package directions, then rinse. In a small bowl, combine 1/4 cup low-sodium soy sauce, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 2 teaspoons sweet chili sauce, the juice of 1 lime, and 1 clove garlic grated. Set aside. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in a large nonstick skillet on medium. Add 1 red pepper sliced and cook until tender 4 to 5 minutes. Remove from skillet. Add tofu and cook, tossing until golden brown 4 to 5 minutes. Toss with noodles and sauce. Fold in peppers, 2 cups bean sprouts, and 2 scallions thinly sliced. Cook 2 minutes. Serve with scallions, chopped peanuts, and lime wedges. This serves 4. How about a Philly cheesesteak sandwich? Prep time's 15 minutes, total time 25. Heat 1 tablespoon of oil in a large skillet on medium. Add 2 medium onions, thinly sliced. Season with salt and black pepper and cook covered, stirring occasionally 8 minutes. Uncover. Add 2 small red and green peppers, sliced, and cook, stirring occasionally until very tender, 6 to 8 minutes more. Then transfer to a bowl. Very thinly slice 1.5-pound sirloin steak, season with salt and pepper. Wipe out the skillet and heat 1 tablespoon oil on medium-high. Cook the steak, tossing occasionally until browned, and cook through 3 to 4 minutes. Lay 4 ounces sliced American or provolone cheese over the steak. Cover and cook until the cheese melts, about 2 more minutes. Remove from heat, gently fold the cheese into the steak. Form sandwiches with 4 hero rolls, steak mixture, and then the pepper and onion mixture. And this serves 4. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired.